Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
Time to get you into another edition of
News You Wish You Didn't Know.
Now, this is an update, and as it turns out, a wrap-up on our Poo Watch. You remember Poo Watch? You started telling you about that last month. All right, well, let me just refresh your memory here, if I may. A gentleman by the name of Lamar Chambers was arrested in England. This whole, as they're calling it, the fecal fiasco started back in January. Police arrested this 24-year-old guy after he fled the cops in his car, allegedly swallowed drugs during the chase. They charged him with possession with intent to supply. They tossed him in a cell and they waited, you know, for nature to take its course. They figured he's going to pass the evidence eventually. No, he refused to poop. And the days went on and the weeks went on and the cops were plying him with food and water. They expected, you know, the dam was going to burst at any moment, but he would not give in. 47 days, which, by the way, was a new British record. That broke a British record for the most time spent in a police custody without doing a number two. That was really a record. You know what I'm saying?
Wow!
Whose job is it to keep that record? That's what I want to know. I want to know, did the previous record holder watch this with anticipation? I wonder if he's going to break my record. I don't know. Anyway, 47 days finally went by. The cops, of course, had the poo watch hashtag on this thing. That's how we all breathlessly followed along. Chambers' attorneys were begging the court to let him go. They claimed there was potential of something going seriously wrong. "We're in an arena of risk of death," the attorney said. Finally, what they ended up doing, they let him go. They got him out of jail there and put him in a squad car, took him to the hospital. A team of medical professionals did, I guess, whatever they do in that situation to treat someone who has not gone in 6 weeks. 6 weeks! That's incredible. They finally rearrested Chambers on new, lesser drug charges, and he has since been released on bail. But here's the thing. They say he may never be able to, as a result of this stunt, be able to control his bowel movements again. So I don't know that avoiding jail was worth having to deal with that for the rest of your life. But this guy is sort of a cult hero in a way. 47 days, and it turns out Lamar Chambers ends up winning the the poo watch, the fecal fiasco. Can we be done with this story now? And that is another edition of
News You Wish You Didn't Know.
And perhaps the last time we ever have to mention it.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.